Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. The world is filled with violence, and God will blot out the existence of man. Except, there's a small problem. There's Noah, who is righteous in God's eyes. Do you know the story of the ark? In my story today, God reveals how he will destroy the world yet save Noah. Join me for the second story in my series, The Flood and Babel. This is the testimony of Noah. He was a righteous man, blameless in his time, walked with God, and the father of three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth was corrupt in the sight of God, and it was filled with violence. God then spoke to Noah, "The time of the end of flesh has come, because the earth is filled with nothing but violence. I'm about to destroy all flesh that exists on the earth. Make for yourself an ark of gopher wood. You will make the ark with rooms and cover it inside and outside with pitch. The ark will be 500 feet long, 50 feet high, and 75 feet wide. There'll be a window on top and a door on the side with three decks. I'm about to bring a flood of water upon the earth to destroy all flesh that breathes. Everything on the earth will perish. I will establish a covenant with you, and you will enter the ark. Your sons with all your wives. And of everything on the earth, you will bring two kinds of every animal into the ark to keep them alive, both male and female. Then you will gather food for yourselves and all of the animals." Noah did as God asked him, and over the next 60 years, Noah's family prepared God's ark. Noah was given specific directions from God for a 60-year building program, give or take a handful of years. It seems to be a pretty big boat that will hold a lot of animals and food. But how long is this journey going to last? How long will the flood last? You're just going to have to come back and find out. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.